Welcome to Challenge Accepted, if this is your first time joining me, and a great big thank you to those who keep coming back for more. In this episode, I will be talking about the power of making decisions. In episode 2, I talked about choice. Many of you, including friends and family, have asked me what the difference is between the two. I figured since you're joining me or continuing to join me on this journey, I should explain the difference between the two and describe how closely related the two words and meanings are. Before I do that, though, I would like to pose a question. Why is exercising our ability to choose and make decisions so important? Well, there are probably a billion reasons, but let's take why you, my new friend, might be here. I assume, as I mentioned in the first episode, you want to be better for tomorrow. You may want to gain insight for something that you're struggling with, or you may want to learn something new to help you with achieving your goals. This entire podcast will provide you with weekly choices for which you can make decisions on how what I present to you may help in your success. Perhaps I oversimplified that explanation. Let me be more pointed. Sometimes the choices we make and decisions that come from those choices could save our lives, figuratively, emotionally, mentally, and physically speaking, and of course, everything in between. Before the end of the show, I will make a challenge to each of us as to why we need to be more deliberate and how and why we need to make strong decisions. I'm ready. Are you? I'm Jonah. I'm your person. Let's get to it. Decisions and choices are closely related concepts, but have distinct meanings. A choice refers to the act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more options. It is a mental selection made between alternatives. On the other hand, a decision is the final choice that is made after considering various factors such as consequences, preferences, values, and information. Decisions often involve a process of evaluating options, weighing pros and cons, and ultimately making a selection. So in essence, choices are the options presented, whilst decisions are the actions taken after considering those choices. To keep things simple, however, let's just say that if you were to say, "I've made my choice," or "I've made my decision," you're probably not going to get a whole lot of people to argue with you that you used the wrong word. But let me throw out one example. Let's take the road of life. I just made that up. So you're traveling on the road of life and you come to a T in the road. You have to make two choices: turn left and end up at one destination, or turn right to go to a different destination. Once you have made a choice to go one way or the other, the ultimate result is that you made a decision. However, think about it. In the end, if you don't go down either road, you have still made a choice not to do one or the other, resulting still in a decision. Sound confusing? Well, let's apply that to us in challenges we need or want to overcome, or goals that we want to achieve. Like I said, this can be confusing, but we're not here to get caught up in confusion. It's more about clarity and why it is important to make purposeful and deliberate choices and decisions. You're here for a reason. You're listening for a reason. Maybe it's just to fall asleep to my voice. I'm totally good with that. What's more important is the why. Why is it important to be mindful and deliberate about decisions? As mentioned, our lives may depend on it. I would wager that our future depends on it. It is important to weigh the choices that are in front of us or that we have put before ourselves in order to map out where we want to go, what we want to achieve, or what we want to overcome. Let's start with understanding the importance of strong decision making. Whether it's in your career, relationships, or personal growth, the decisions you make can have a profound impact on your life. Quite frankly, the decisions you don't make can also have a profound impact on your life. But what makes a decision strong? Well, here are some key elements of strong decision making. Strong decision making involves clarity of goals. What do you want? What do you want to achieve? What is it that you're trying to overcome? Second, thoughtful consideration of the options. You want to make sure that you're being mindful of all the choices you can think of or have been suggested to you, or whatever the case might be. Just be very thoughtful about it. And the ability to manage risks. Look, there are intended consequences to decisions that we make. And other decisions come with unintended consequences, the things we don't expect. And you want to stay away from as many of those as possible. It's about aligning your choices with your values and long-term objectives. It's also crucial to recognize the balance between instinct and analysis. Trusting your gut whilst also thoroughly evaluating the situation allows us to make decisions that propel our goals forward, a business forward, or the next step in our challenge, the thing that we're trying to overcome, and so much more. Let's take a look at an example of how you can potentially make the best decision for you. Now, one thing to note, this example is geared toward a high school student, but the components of this example can apply to anyone. So that's what I would like for you to hone in on. Let's say you're at an age where you need to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life, or at least parts of it. You've just entered high school and you have begun to imagine what you might want to do as a career or some other aspiration. It's important to understand or assess what it is you want. If it's a career or a job, you can take an assessment on the internet and see what options or choices you have. There are many online options. Your school counselor can also help you in this endeavor. Once you have as much information in front of you, it's best to look at the pros and cons of whatever it is you're leaning toward. You may want to speak with someone that is working in the career field you're looking at. Their experience may not ultimately be your experience, but experience is experience nonetheless. You may want to speak with your parents about any experiences or advice they can give you. One thing to understand, your interests or aspirations may change by the time you finish high school, or not. Just know that. And it's okay if it does, but you'll want to follow a similar cadence in deciding what's next if that time comes. Something to help drive you. No matter what you decide, be decisive about it. Also, I'm not encouraging you to obsess about your decisions, but it is okay, and quite frankly, I encourage you to be surgical about your decisions. What if you're not? Well, the earth will continue to spin. Life will go on. And that being the case, why not keep charge of your own power to decide, rather than let others or the universe do it for you? Because it can and will happen. By the way, you will get many opinions through this process, some of which may be self-serving to others for right or wrong reasons, or both. In the end, it is ultimately your decision. Once again, it's your decision. That's why it is so important to follow these steps and more. As you get closer to your decision, start thinking about the many milestones you'll need to accomplish in order to meet your goal. There is a concept that I apply that I'm taking from the four disciplines of execution, which I spoke about in episode 4. It's starting with the end in mind. This concept allows you to forecast from the point of reaching your goal and building a map backwards to know dates at which you will need to hit in order to achieve these milestones along the way and leading all the way back to today. Put another way, if I want to travel, let's say, Hawaii, and I want to travel in January of 2026, I know there will be milestones that I need to meet to get to Hawaii. I need to know how much it will cost so I can start saving for this trip. Using the starting with the end in mind concept will help me understand today how much each month I will need to save to purchase tickets, book a hotel, rent a car, etc. This helps bring perspective and reality to my goal. Basically, building a timeline that shows each task I need to complete in order to meet my final goal. I highly encourage you to apply this concept for almost anything noteworthy, to include overcoming challenges and difficulties in your life. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve, the basic premise, because there is more than one way to get to where you're going, is that you plan. You create choices. You can make your own choices or options by doing research and so forth. Then decide. Say to yourself, I'm going to do this, versus I'll try to do it. Look, you are more powerful than just a try. Never forget that. I want to spend a bit of time continuing to impress upon you the importance of making decisions. If you haven't figured it out yet, each episode of Challenge Accepted comes with choices. Each episode challenges you and I to be deliberate. Each episode encourages you and I to decide to think differently. Differently in a way that helps us get out of our heads and get out of our own way, which is something I will talk about in a future show. Each show represents an approach of challenge accepted. I will time block time to write content for this show. I will be relentless in getting the content uploaded and edited. My day may be full, but you deserve a show that comes from the heart and with passion, versus a show that comes from, ugh, I gotta get up early to edit, or, ugh, I have a mental block and I need to brainstorm on the content. If I do that, many of you will notice the tone difference in my voice. Many of you will not be inspired because the show is coming from a place of pain, discomfort, and negativity. Therefore, I purposefully and deliberately choose positivity and passion and high energy to produce these shows. That is how important all of you are to me. Think about this. There can be a person on another part of the planet who listens to the show because it brings them comfort when just being domestically abused by their spouse. Or the one kid in rural Oklahoma who is different than all the other kids and wants to move to the big city to make it big or escape somewhere where they don't fit in. I knew I needed to be purposeful in my decision to start a podcast because there may be someone along the way that is depending on a show that will help them overcome adversity. You've probably made a lot of decisions today that you're not even aware of. It may be because it's buried in your subconscious or right below the surface of your current frame of thought. I've got to share something with you that's very compelling, that when I began to make more deliberate choices and decisions, I began to accomplish more. I began to take other lower level accomplishments and reinvent them to take them to a higher level of accomplishment. I began to take back the time that I had given away to the universe or others and reinvigorate my approach to life and my goals. I began to be more powerful in how I inspired others or helped others. Almost as important as all of the above, I began to be more creative and innovative in my thinking. Now, I say all of this with the utmost humility. And we'll talk about humility in a different show, but humility is a trait that is central to who we need to be. When I did all of those things and I started to accomplish more or really polish up on my approach to my decisions, I began to control how I can become unstuck. Now, I have applied these methods when mentoring, teaching, coaching, and counseling others, and I began to see them become unstuck. I began to see them thrive. It wasn't necessarily because of me, though. It was about helping others to get unstuck, to realize their true potential and bring out from within them their own stock and inventory. And I'll talk about that in a different show. But basically, the things that they had learned along the way, but forgot they had these learns and experiences within them. And that, my friend, is one reason why being relentless and making decisions is so important. Look, I don't like to live in absolutes, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I'm 99% certain that many of you have had this type of experience. Maybe you have forgotten what that was like and you need a gentle reminder, or a reminder from a grand thunder and lightning storm of life. Whatever your reason, I'm glad you're here. My hope for you is that you're able to take a small piece of this episode or other episodes, or this or other podcasts, or books, or a conversation with a friend to make the ultimate decision to take care of you. Today is the day. There is no next week. Begin today. Remember, you're already making choices and decisions. Why not stay in as much as control as possible in making those decisions? It's challenge accepted time. And here's my challenge to you. Write down 1 to 3 small things, or big, it's up to you, that you can consciously make a purposeful and deliberate decision about. It may be just to stand up right now and stretch. It may be to get up and do those dishes or fold those clothes that have been sitting there for a few days. Remember, the baby steps are also important. Once you've accomplished those 1 to 3 decisions, add 1 to 3 more. Before you know it, you can become a master at making better and stronger decisions, because that's what this is all about. And I know it is easier said than done. That's why I'm saying start small. You know, I won't lie. Making decisions and choices can be difficult, but you've got to practice. You've got to exercise those muscles. However, it is time. You know it's time. Let's get to it. I want to thank you once again for listening to the show and coming back and listening. If you want to support the show in any way, please follow, like, subscribe, share, and or rate on your favorite podcast channel, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. I believe I'm on all of them at this point. And if you want to visit my social media sites, I have different content there. I've got some teasers, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. If you want to find these sites, make sure you type in the entire title of the show, Challenge Accepted with Jonah C., and it will come up. Well, here we are at the end of the show once again. If or when you're faced with adversity, with challenges, with the unexpected, when you want more, when you're faced with so many decisions, when you have an uphill battle, what are you going to think? What are you going to do? How will you stay sharp? What will you choose? And ultimately, what will you decide? Will you crumble under pressure? Will you cave to the naysayers? Will you choose negativity? Or will you say, challenge accepted? I've got this. I want this. I will do this. And as I say at the end of each show, my message to you, my friend, is you've got this, okay? You've got this. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for coming back. Have a great week.